broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use. No Doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, absolutely one of the keys to peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. You know we reject revolution because it gets violent and crazy and, man, the overthrows of government, and before you know it, it's worse than it was. But we do stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We talked to our buddy James Edwards. He was with us both hours. And we talked about Roger Stone being forced to admit that he's spreading lies on InfoWars, writes Wall Street Journal. We've had friends that have been forced into deals like that, and at first it sounds like, oh, Roger Stone's all guilty, and he lied, and now he's admitting it. I don't think that's the truth. I think oftentimes government forces you. They use the fear factor, okay? They did this to our friend Pete Santilli, where, you know what, you won't talk about the case, you'll shut up, you'll mum's the word, a gag order, but yet you'll admit you were wrong, and we, the government, were right, and behind the scenes, it just isn't that way, folks. I don't know the case for Roger Stone. I'm not on the inside on it, but I'm telling you, we see the government doing this over and over and over and over. Some people won't capitulate. So far, Jerome Corsi's saying, hey, take a hike. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to gag. I'm not going to agree to any of that stuff. Ammon Bundy, an honest American, the same. The ones that basically copped a plea deal, the ones that pled guilty, they're the ones that are in jail now. They're the ones that are suffering. Don't plead guilty if you're not guilty, folks. Emails reveal now that Obama admins pushed to create the Russia scandal just hours before the Trump inauguration. Why aren't people in jail over this, folks? Klayman says Napolitano and Fox News are turning against President Donald Trump, and I think he's right. Frequent sex is associated with greater enjoyment for life for men, but not women. I know it's a strange, out-of-context story, but there you go. Mega church pastor, in the same discussion point, buys wife $200,000 Lamborghini, I guess with what, parishioner's funds? Locked compound, they say minorities in China make clothes for the United States. So you got slave sweatshops over there in China. But of course, China, still our most favored nation trading partner, don't you know? Girls, inoperable brain tumor disappears. Doctors can't even explain it. I say, maybe it's a gift from God. Could you imagine a statement like that in the mainstream press? Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live with Sam, Kurt, and James, brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, go on the web, localhoneyman.com. That's right, just like it sounds, localhoneyman.com. Or get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Last, you could even call him. Just imagine in the modern society being able to call somebody and talk to him, huh? 801-669-2211. We talked about Israel's southern wall. Cut illegal immigration to zero. Former mayor in Jewish state concludes the wall works. Maybe we ought to try that in America, huh? Donald promised it. Now he's not able to deliver. Tennessee, U.S. rep. His name is Mark Green. He's alleging that vaccinations may cause autism. And he's challenging CDC data on that matter. Well, good for Mark Green for challenging it. Democrat Secretary of State in Maine refuses to investigate affidavits alleging bad ballots. Vote fraud and they won't even investigate it, huh? Well, hey, if you don't investigate it and you won't admit to it, you're just going to deny there is no vote fraud, huh? Doesn't matter the truth, does it? Feds collect record taxes during November, but we still run a $305 billion deficit, writes Terrence Jeffries. Wow. Even with the Fed's collecting record taxes, we still have an incredible, massive $300+ billion deficit. Donald, it's great that you lowered taxes, buddy. I appreciate it. It's a first good step. A good first step. But you know what? It's not enough. You got to cut government expenditures, and you got the opportunity of a lifetime to shut down unconstitutional government right now. But I know you're going to cave on the wall, and you're going to cave on the government shutdown, aren't you, Donald? You got to surround yourself with people that can give you strength, brother. Rand Paul says it's an extraordinary moment when the Senate passed a resolution invoking war powers to stop the illegal Yemen war. Boy, is Rand Paul right. Donald was against us, but we got it done. Good for the Senate. House, double down and deliver. You've only got days left, but an opportunity of a lifetime right before your very eyes. I guess the Ravens, the guy's name is Lamar Jackson. He's starting at quarterback. Joe Flacco, the big backup guy making $120 million, is all disappointed. Poor Joe. Poor Merry Christmas, $120 million. You could disappoint me with half that, huh? One for the record books, you say? Illinois hunter shoots possibly largest buck deer in the United States. It's pretty good news for Christmas. I guess those folks might be having venison steaks, huh? Giant new carnival ship coming in 2020. It'll have a roller coaster on that dude, man. Hey, as we go ahead and promote bread and circus and continue to spiral into debt, nobody seems to care. Israeli startup with ties to America. I guess America's most popular hummus brands. They made the first, quote, lab-grown steak. They call it a holy grail for the industry. I didn't know trying to make fake steak was a... Wait a minute. We're against fake news, but we're okay with fake steak? Not. Joe Scarborough chimes in and says, Trump won't run in 2020. You got to prepare for Nikki Haley. Okay. Jennifer Rubin says Trump to resign 10 minutes before Trump's term is up. And then I'll go ahead and let Mike Pence pardon Donald Trump. Presidential historian predicts Donald Trump will resign from office. Do you see all these dishonest negative headlines? They act like they know. Oh, Trump's in trouble, Trump's in trouble, Trump's in trouble. That's the feverish pitch of the dishonest press. Donald says they're an enemy, but jumps right into their arms when he wants to promote news. Comey calls on Americans to use every breath we have to oust Donald Trump in 2020. You know what? You got to lock people up and drain the swamp, buddy, or you're going to get taken down by this very apparatus you like to mock but don't like to take action regarding, Donald. I'm not trying to attack you, buddy. I'm actually trying to protect you. Okay? You've got to take this stuff seriously. You can't just run around and laugh and lock them up and not really just kidding. They will lock you up, my friend. In fact, they're tightening the noose right now. The deep state is evil, my friend. Do not underestimate these people. All right, Kirk Crosby wants to tell you how this super colony of 1.5 million penguins, they stayed in for nearly 3,000 years. They can last longer than most societies of people, can't they? Human heart found on Southwest flight. Southwest flight had to go back, I guess, to bring back the heart. Well, at least the guy in charge has a heart, that's for sure. Trump approval rating, believe it or not, matches Barack Hussein's approval rating at the same point in presidency. I don't know if that's good or bad, but there you have it. Commentary, they say, local TV, the best hope for democracy now. Well, we don't have a democracy, so I disagree with that headline completely, but I do agree the more local we take things, the better off we are. Russians fuel South Florida baby boom for birthright citizenship. So the Russians love to go to South Florida to get birthright citizenship. Donald speaks out against birthright citizenship, and they say he's a racist. But wait a minute. The Russians are coming, and Donald doesn't want them to come. And, oh, those who do want the Russians to come and get anchor baby or whatever you want to call it, birthright citizenship, maybe they're in collusion with the Russians over the baby boom illegality, huh? Just wondering. That's a recap of yesterday's award-winning broadcast. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Shall we start out with two good news pieces in a row? Can you handle that?
I could stand it.
Mm-hmm. Senator Rand Paul, quote, I am happy to see a president who can declare victory and bring our troops home. It's been a long time since that's happened, Rand Paul tweets. And I agree with him, Kurt. He's supposed to be bringing home troops from Syria. He's getting a beating by everybody that's a promoting war or warmongers. But he's spot on this one, Kurt.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And yet there are those, quite a number of the, in military industrial complex folks that want us to be in all those places around the world.
They say that it'll make America less safe, but you want to know my response?
Yeah,
go ahead. Not if you put troops on the border, it doesn't.
Well, yeah, wouldn't it be amazing if we just took care of our own country? We were prepared when necessary, but we didn't have to be in 100-and-something countries around the world.
You know what that sounds like, Kurt?
George Washington.
Sounds like General George, yes, sir. Anyway, so that was good news, and I commend Donald, and I commend Rand for speaking out and working on it. Rand Paul, from what I understand, spoke on the floor of the Senate about this yesterday, doing a great job. Good for both of them. Shame on you Republicans that promote peace in election time and then warmonger the rest of the time, huh? Second piece of good news, Rand Paul, thrilled with the passage of the First Step Act. True to its name, this prison and sentencing legislative piece. It's a reform bill. It's a much-needed step to give people a chance. Amen to that. Our guest in seconds, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt talking news the networks refuse to use, always on your radio. So those are good news pieces, in my opinion, right? I mean, you got Donald Trump pulling out of the war in Syria. You got Congress backing away, or at least the Senate backing away from the war in Yemen. It's a good start, but it's not enough. We need the House to jump aboard and promote peace, not war. Secondarily, we need Donald Trump to truly get on board all the way. But Senator Paul backing the president, saying, I am happy to see a president who could declare victory and bring our troops home. This hasn't happened in a long time. Boy, howdy, do I agree with that. Maybe we could use those troops on the southern border to take care of business while we build the wall. Maybe those troops could build the wall. Rand Paul's also thrilled with the passage of the First Step Act. True to its name, This prison and sentencing reform bill is a much needed first step to rehabilitation rather than just locking everybody up for mistakes. Anyways, I agree. It isn't perfect. We got a long way to go, but it is a start, and I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Now, David A. Clark Jr. and several other people tell me there's problems with this bill, and I understand it. I don't think it's perfect by any means. But Rand Paul has looked through it in great detail, and he's convinced it's better than not doing it. And I agree with him, Kurt. Any comments on these?
Well, yeah, it's, you know, at least to me, like they say, a first step, you know. It's always important to try to make things better in whatever way possible. I don't care who you are. That's a good plan.
Yeah, the point is you got to start somewhere, right? And so, you know, I get that things aren't perfect, folks. I understand it. But I also understand you just can't shut down everything. You got to start somewhere. And I think that's kind of where Rand Paul's coming from. That, you know what, they call it First Step Act for a reason. They know that it's only the first step. But at least it's something. All right, Jeff Flake is in the Congress, Kurt, and in the news. Now, you know he's kind of a lame duck of lame ducks, right?
Yeah, he's retiring and didn't run again, and so he'll be...
So he's lame duck, but he's not even coming back. So is that a double lame duck? What do you call that? What do you call the guy that's a lame duck, but yet he's not even coming back by choice?
I guess they don't call it a dead duck, but...
All right, thank heavens. Anyway, Jeff Flake now will introduce legislation to raise taxes and tax carbon dioxide emissions, Kurt, before he goes.
That's going to get him some support from the environmental crowd, you know.
Yes, it will. But what a shame, Kurt. What a disappointment for Jeff Flake. You know, a lot of people believed that some, you know, a long time ago that he was actually pretty decent. The more I learn about him, the more I just realize that the guy's a disaster, Kurt.
Yeah.
So that's disappointing, you know.
Yeah, good riddance, you know.
Yes. Now, I got good news again, though, Kurt. I'm going to just bust out. And I'm going to do three positive stories and one negative story all in a row. That's four stories, three quarters positive. Chick-fil-A is poised to become the third largest fast food chain, Kurt. What do you think about that?
There you go. So you got, McDonald's, Burger Sling... Is that the order?
I don't know about the order. I know it's McDonald's is their biggest competitor, and I know that they're bigger, and but Chick-fil-A is going to be third. I don't know who is the second one. But all I know is when a group that's closed on Sunday, a group that stands up for Christian values, when they're standing up or whatever, doing it, you know, hey, they do more business in 6 days a week than the other guys do in seven, and they're becoming the third largest chain. Kurt, I think people realize, and this is something that you need to understand. In the media, you believe that everybody's just like liberal. Nobody believes in God. Everybody's for just free sex everywhere. Everybody's depressed. Everybody hates Donald. Everybody this, everybody that. Okay, I'm telling you, it's manufactured. The proof
I guess
that,
it's McDonald's and Wendy's.
All right. The proof that Chick-fil-A, people like it, is they like the food. Many people like the politics but don't dare speak out. But you can see their growth. People like it closed on Sunday, Kurt. People like this stuff, and that's why they've always called it the moral majority for quite some time. Because I'm convinced it's true, even though the mainstream press doesn't let you know. Now, we've lost a lot of ground in America. I get that and agree that that's sad. But I also think we still have a bigger majority than people think we do. And people are voting with their dollars, Kurt.
Imagine that.
Anyway... I think that's pretty good news, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Now, they say Tucker Carlson's advertisers are fleeing quickly regarding the dirty smear. I guess he's lost, 18 advertisers so far, Kurt? I think he's done? I think Tucker's out?
Not really. I think, it'll last for a little while, and then they'll, come back.
So you think the advertisers will come back? Or do you think he'll just get different advertisers that believe in the cause more? I personally wouldn't be as interested in those guys coming back as I would be looking for advertisers that say, you know what? We agree with your point. We're not trying to be nasty to anyone here. We're telling you that when you bring third world people in here that don't have educations, many of them have illnesses, many of them don't understand the principles that made America great, many of them don't have sponsors, so they'll end up on the dole or on the system, you're going to get a more dirty, divided country. This is not a debate. This is not a racial thing. This is a reality check. Now, there's nothing wrong with an idea that says, let's create an appropriate legal, you heard me, legal immigration plan that rewards people and invites people and cares for people. We need to do what Ammon Bundy said. Reach out to our neighbors kindly and help them. Vet the criminals and stop them. Protect those who need protection. Bring people here with sponsorships. Just imagine if there was a way to bring sponsoring of immigrants to America. Look, we could increase how many we assimilate or how many we bring into the country legally. We could bring sponsors. Hey, we've checked this person out. They're not going to bring a disease into the country, and they're not a criminal. You know, they are here. They want to work. They believe they can do this kind of work. They believe that we can, you know, can we get a sponsor for them? And just imagine if you had private sector volunteer sponsorships so these people didn't wind up on the dole. And we said, out of the kindness of our hearts, we believe they're sons and daughters of the Almighty God, just like we are, and we want to help them. But we don't want to make America dirtier. We don't want to make America diseased. We don't want to make America divided. And what better way than appropriate sponsorships in the private sector, Kurt? What about an idea like that? Am I crazy?
No, Sam. I think that's pretty smart.
And I think by Tucker Carlson bringing this up is an appropriate discussion point. See, rather than get on and attack Tucker Carlson over this or be an advertiser and shut Tucker down over this, I would like to get on Tucker Carlson's show, Kurt, and say, hi, Tucker. Hey, I know you said that this will divide America and make America dirtier. And sadly, with illegality, I agree. You know what? People come here. They don't have respect for our laws. In their defense, they don't even know our laws. They don't understand America or the genius that made America great. They don't understand how to live here and get along here and what governs America, which is a point to God rather than government. And the Ten Commandments is the guide for self-governing people. They don't understand any of this. And you can't blame them. They're just hoping to maybe have a chance to escape the violence and the dirty country that they came from. Many of them, if they were taught right, loved and learned, and you know, they learn our language, we want to assimilate them in a way that makes them Americans, first of all. Secondly, Tucker, what if we were to create a sponsorship program? And we didn't need government to do it, but government could assimilate a lot more Americans if we put together a plan to do so. Why are we just fighting with each other and beating up Tucker Carlson and acting like, oh, you said something bad. You're evil. You're a racist. We hate you. Shut you down. Why don't we talk through this? Right? And why don't we find a way forward that makes some sense, for crying out loud? Why don't we balance the point that Ammon Bundy made with the need to protect ourselves and uphold our laws? There is a way forward, is the point, Kurt. Speaking of that, the Congress isn't for the wall, are they, Kurt?
Well, you know, it just depends on the time of year and when you ask them. Like, if they know that the president won't sign it, then they're for it. When they know that the president would sign it, they're against it. You know, like a few years back, they spent or they voted to spend way more than the $5 billion on the wall, or it was just on a fence back.
Yeah, it was just a fence, and they approved
it. Nobody got it done.
It was funded,
you know. Yeah.
So I don't understand why Donald can't just take those funds and use them.
Yeah, good point.
See, I don't understand why Donald just doesn't cut foreign aid to the tune of $5 billion and say, "There it is, build it. Come on now, bring the military back."
You know, all of that billions for the military. There's got to be plenty. You could just say, "Look, that's for." Protecting America.
Yeah, sadly they'd call him a dictator or that whatever if he did that, but you're right, Kurt. Yeah. Now, I think there's a way forward, and believe it or not, did you know that people are actually working on raising money to build the wall, Kurt?
Yep.
You did? All right, tell us about it in seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters. At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no vote.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Chick-fil-A poised to become largest fast food chain. That's great news, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go to Chick-fil-A and just celebrate their success. Closed on Sundays. Christian folks doing a great job. Some of the best customer service in the fast food industry, by the way. You think that has anything to do with it? I think the answer is yes, folks. Take a page out of the playbook, if you will. Closed on Sunday. And incredible customer service. Tucker Carlson's advertisers disappearing quickly. Tucker, I think you ought to get different advertisers that believe in our cause, by the way. I guess over a bunch of people are involved in raising money for the wall, huh, Kurt?
Well, looks like 58,297 people in over a big, well, three-day period have put together almost $3.6 million out of a $1 billion goal. A guy named Brian Kolfage, K-O-L-F-A-G-E, is a Purple Heart recipient, a triple amputee veteran. He has started that, and he's also saying he's going to have a P.O. box for checks later. But, you know, so far, you've got a pretty good batch of folks showing up, almost 60,000 of them, doing $3.6 million, which is pretty impressive, I think.
A triple amputee who served in Iraq created the fundraising page. Think about that,
folks. Was it Iraq or Vietnam?
Vietnam. We're not in Vietnam, are we?
Well, I know, but I think he's...
Well, it says Iraq.
Well, anyway, I'll...
So you can look it up and figure it out. But for me, it says Iraq. And, you know, go ahead and dig on that, dude.
Okay.
But all I'm telling you is the interesting thing is this guy doing a great job. So they used to tell you the military didn't like Donald, right, Kurt?
Yes.
And then they used to tell you that everybody's against the wall, right?
Of course.
And then I'm saying the military ought to come back and defend while we build the wall and protect America. And we don't need to be in 130 nations, militarily speaking. Rand Paul leading out on that. The Senate basically said, back away from these wars. Let's take back the War Power Act. The House stuck on stupid right now in this regard. Nevertheless, now you got a military guy that says, I want to do something about this. This guy is solutions oriented, Kurt. The guy's a triple amputee, but he's still doing good work for the country. I mean, good for Brian.
Good point. And some of the guys that have had him on, you know, you've got Fox News, Laura Ingraham's had him on, Tennessee Star Report, Mornings with Maria.
And Kurt's reaching out to get him on Liberty Roundtable Live right now. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, hopefully we'll get him on here soon. But, you know, it's good stuff. And here's what I don't understand, Kurt. Where's the Donald to praise Brian? Where's the Donald to say, you know what, for every dollar Americans put in, I'll match a dollar with my own money?
Good point. I mean, he says if the 63 million people who voted for Trump each pledge $80, we can build the wall. That equates to roughly $5 billion. Even if we get half, that's half the wall, we can do this.
Well, and it would also demonstrate to the American Congress that we do want the wall built.
Good point.
So, I mean, it would do a lot of good. Now, yeah. I'm not donating because I am spending my money to promote radio and funding radio. So I put my $80 into radio so that I can tell you that this is even happening. Now, are a lot of the news folks, you know, talking about this and telling people to donate and everything like we are, Kurt?
I see a lot of them. I mean, I don't think CNN's bringing it up or anything like that. But
so how much they have raised? 3 million plus already? Over 3 million?
Yeah, almost 3.6, you know, is what the number shows.
So I'm just going to say well over 3, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money over. And you could say this is pittance, Sam. Don't you understand it's going to take billions to create the wall? Yeah, I understand, but I also understand that a bank account starts with a penny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and in other words, I understand that it's not enough, but this is one guy with a vision, right? This is a triple amputee servant of the country with a vision. That's what I understand. And I understand God prospers small things and makes them great, Kurt. I understand that, too. I speak publicly about the power of one. Becomes two, then becomes the few, then becomes many. So I get it. I understand. But I also understand what a difference Brian's making, Kurt.
That's right. According to the story we read, I think it was yesterday, where President Trump or some of his advisors, somebody said that basically $20 million a mile. That means it's about $3,800 for a foot. $316 per inch, and that's for these bollard walls that come with steel plates to deter the climbers. They come complete with roads, you know, so that somebody can go up and down there. Anyway, so you know, you figure out how much it is per inch and per foot.
And I look at it and say, you know, we don't need, and this is something people need to understand. I don't know what $5 billion even includes or covers or whatever you want to say. In other words, I don't know all the parameters of the... I'd have to see the construction project and the spec plans and the whole thing to really know. But here's what I'm telling you. Stuart Rhodes reported on Liberty Roundtable Live, Kurt, and talked about the thing's almost, 2,000 miles long, or how long is the border?
Yeah, somewhere like that.
All right, and so I get that we don't need to fund all 2,000 miles of it. Now, by the way, I want you to times your inch thing and figure out for the 2,000 miles and tell me how much it costs, and we can back into a number there. But while we do that, I bring that up to say that, you know, we don't need to fund the whole wall at once either. Okay, I'm not saying that, you know, let's attack Donald because it's not done in its totality. That's a wrong-headed view. We need to be grateful for the progress we made, and he has put some barbed wire out, and he has done some things, and that's good. We just need more. And there are certain sections of the wall that need to be built first. Stuart Rhodes wisely said, there are some spots that it just doesn't make sense to build a wall because there's rivers, there's other natural barriers and or landscape and or farms or ranches and things. Some places just aren't as optimal to build a wall as other places. But what the walls do is make it easier for the Border Patrol agents. In other words, it's a 2,000-mile-long stretch. And so if you have stronger walls in certain places where the borders leak like a sieve, then your ability to monitor more of that border increases. And your ability to start putting agents with roads behind these walls to keep an eye on things increases. And then you can use surveillance technology, and you can use all kinds of other technologies. One of the things that Stuart Rhodes pointed out, and this is a really interesting point, he said, look, you will not keep an eye on the border. It's too big. Unless you have people in the air, Kurt. The only way to really get a handle on the border is have people in the air. You know, when you were a kid, you heard about the weather guy with the eye in the sky, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
You got to have that to be successful on the border, says Stuart Rhodes. And I believe his reconnaissance mission is bringing back tremendous intel. And I think he's spot on. Mm. And he says if you basically put a lot of roads so that you can get places quickly, and then you put people in the air, and then you build the wall in certain sections, you don't really need a wall on the whole border. It's not really that feasible. Well, this detail, they're not even telling us or explaining to us. But I commend the guy that's raising over $3 million to build the wall. At least he's not just standing around. At least he's doing something incredibly valuable to at least highlight the need for it and the support for it. And I think that's great news. Again, we need philanthropists. Where's the Koch brothers, Kurt? Come on out and say, you know what? We're going to do triple matching. For every dollar American puts in, we're going to raise. You know, we'd already have like $6 million this way, Kurt. Or what about an Adelson?
The Koch brothers don't want the wall.
Oh, they don't? I thought they were conservatives.
No, yeah,
so you don't even know what a conservative is anymore. These
open
guys are...
borders is what they're for.
All right. What about Adelson?
I don't know.
Is anybody with any money for the wall?
Just the American people.
Or proper border defense. Well, Donald's for the wall. Donald can put in a buck for every buck the American people put in and not even blink an eye, right? Mm. What you're doing, guys, it's kind of like us in the media. You can say, Sam, your little teeny media, you know, apparatus doesn't mean a thing. And when you compare me to the $100 million, $100 billion media apparatuses, you're right, we're nobody. But you can't tell me that there's not a synergistic effect from our efforts. There are incredible results from our efforts. And I submit to you, that's the reason we continue to do the program. And I submit to you, that's the same thing with this guy on the border wall. You can say, well, $3 million is nothing, Sam. It's just not even going to get the job done. That isn't the point. The point is that small things. Well, you take a door, a big, huge door, and it swings on tiny hinges, right, Kurt? Mm-hmm. And I submit to you, that's kind of the repercussions of good people doing good things. God prospers them. So anyway, I commend this guy. I think it's great. I think we ought to find ways to leverage his money and support his efforts. All right, did you get the did you back into that by the inch numbers, Kurt? What happens with your dollars per inch and you total it, you know, to the length of the wall and everything?
Based on the 2,000-mile border that I can see, you need at 20 million a mile, you need 40 billion. But, you know, 5 million billion is a pretty good start.
I hate it when we don't really know what we're even talking about. It helps to understand what's really going on. What's the real numbers, huh, folks?
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused border agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999, text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. DefendAPatriot.com.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, happy to have you along. A little bit of internet glitching. So we got Kurt back on a phone line. You with me, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Got Kurt Crosby with us for Christmas on a phone line, you know. I don't know if we're talking about a subject we shouldn't be talking about or what's going on. Anyway, Jeff Flake introducing legislation to tax carbon dioxide emissions on his way out. Lame duck of a dead duck's going to do more damage to the people. But I got good news. Chick-fil-A to become the third largest fast food chain closed on Sundays, baby. Tucker Carlson's advertisers disappearing quickly. I wish they'd come back with something constructive. Well over $3 million raised on a GoFundMe account for Trump's border wall. They call it a triple amputee, I guess is how you say it.
Right.
Is the raising the money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, our prayers are with that guy. Wow. Just imagine if Americans had the grit this guy has, huh, Kurt?
Great place, man.
All right. Our money update from Brian isn't happening today. He's got a conflict, so we'll regroup with Brian. In the meantime, Kurt, they say there's no fraud in elections. Are you with me on this?
Yeah, there's, of course, no fraud. I mean, I know that Obama said that there's no vote fraud in America.
Well, anyway, here's what's interesting about that. I got a headline, a story from Daily Caller. And it said, worker in disputed North Carolina race had been investigated for fraud before, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't understand how, if there's no fraud, the guy could be invested for fraud before.
Imagine that. Huh.
And they say the people on the election board were worried about this guy for the 2018 elections. They were afraid he might commit the same fraud he committed in 2016 with no accountability, Kurt.
Oh, he's got a track record.
Now, they say that a political operative named, they say L period, McCray, Dallas Jr. He might run a, quote, worrisome absentee ballot program similar to the one They had seen him run 2 years earlier, Kurt. They're worried that he might do that again, they say. So how can the mainstream press report that there's no vote fraud when we literally have a headline that says, hey, man, this political operative, L. McCray Dallas Jr., ran a fraud program 2 years ago, no accountability, and, well, he did it again. Now, I don't understand how they can say there's no vote fraud with that going on, Kurt. Am I just confused?
Well, Sam, it's, you know, it's like the emperor's new clothes. You just have to believe, you know.
Believe what? That there's vote fraud?
No, you know, I mean, even if your eyes deceive you and you see all these things about vote fraud, then you just have to keep chanting, there's no vote fraud, and, you know, you'll be fine. you know, do that and play a little Christmas tune.
Okay.
And those things will be a lot better for you.
Let's see. I'll just bust out the Christmas tunes then, per your direction. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Just go ahead and do that and just skip all this political news. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Kurt, you might as well just sing along. Ready? Kurt's throwing in the Barry White section, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Homeless, homeless, like the Christ child was.
Hey, Kurt, do you think we can make sure nobody's homeless this Christmas season?
Well,
by the way,
it would be a good goal.
Just so no one knows we're joking or no one thinks we're joking. How would we go about something like that, Kurt, if that was the good goal? Because I believe that would be a great goal. What might we do?
Well, probably take a page out of the book of the guy that's doing the wall funding. You know, we just do what you can. Do your best.
You know, you could raise money like that. You could also, you know, do your best to encourage people to do that. You could have just individual sponsors for the homeless. You could donate to a food bank. There's a lot of great ways. You could donate to your favorite charity. My favorite charity organization is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, personally, because I believe that they will do their very best to make sure the money gets used wisely and carefully. Are they perfect at it? No, they're not. Nobody is. I'm sure you can find an exception. But I'm telling you that that's my charitable organization of choice. And I'm not here to tell you you got to pick my organization of choice. I'm just saying, pick one. Make a difference. Do what you can. Now, Kurt, how many media organizations are kind of speaking out like we are to try to help the homeless and, you know, do those kind of things? I mean, I think for Christmas it's a worthy cause.
Yeah, I haven't seen any stories about that.
Why not?
Well,
I mean, when would you have them if you don't have them for this season, Kurt?
Good point, Sam.
I just, wow. All right, as sex ceases to sell, modesty has its fashion moment. Kurt had this headline. We highlighted it before, but I wanted to get back to it because I think it's, again, it goes along the lines of good people doing good things or, you know, stopping bad things. And what do you say, Kurt?
Yeah, it's a great point, Sam. I mean, you know, I mean, just imagine folks being virtuous, you know, all that kind of stuff, and people supporting it, you know, pretty cool.
So what's the details of the story? I mean, help me understand.
Well, I'm looking it up as we go. I just remember thinking, wow, that's an unusual idea. Bloomberg has the piece, and looks like they say first time Maria Aliyah. This lady was, well, here's what it says. It's a Bloomberg piece, and it says the retail market for women who prefer to dress conservatively could be worth more than $350 billion in a couple of years. Paula Knight, the author.
Now, let me stop you there, Kurt. I think it could be worth way more than that if we would advocate for that cause and make that fashionable and popular and good and right and moral. And you know, what I mean is, what if celebrities and role models and good people advocated for this? I bet it could be 10 times that amount, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess this girl, she's a freshman. This was on her first day as a freshman at Baker High School in Mobile, Alabama. Her father's a Sunni Muslim, and all the women in her family wore a head covering, including her Puerto Rican mother. She loved clothes, but she never saw anyone who looked like her on style blogs or in magazines. In high fashion, beautiful has rarely been depicted as a hijab-wearing Muslim. Once she started posting selfies to her Instagram account, however, other Muslim girls started reaching out to her asking for tips. She is now 26, and she has more than 400,000 followers on Instagram. It makes her one of the platform's popular modest fashion influencers. I guess she's been hired by Tiffany, Giorgio Armani, H&M, and other brands, often wearing a headscarf printed in a riot of colors or patterns. A riot of colors? I've never heard of that, but anyway, I guess that's how they do it. Sometimes she'll wear a long Carolina Herrera dress. I don't know exactly what that is, but I guess it's a long dress. Other days, she'll pair jeans with Nike M2K Techno sneakers. She's one of several online stars who, in the last 2 years, have turned modest fashion into the unlikeliest buzzword since fanny pack.
Now, the mainstream press would try to tell you that we hate Muslims, right, Kurt?
I think that's right.
But in this case, what we're saying to you is, folks, they might go a little too far, in my opinion. You know, not letting you see women, not letting them drive, not letting them uncover their faces and these kind of things. But you know what? Hey, they're mad at us because we're so extreme the other way. What about a middle ground that makes sense, Kurt? What about a common sense middle ground?
Mm-hmm.
Where women could actually show their face, but not their bodies.
Good point.
You know what I mean? And I think that the middle ground is where we would like to seek. But I'm just saying, at least the girl's trying to be modest, and at least she's reaching out and setting an example for others to follow. And I like to see it, and I think it's good. So there you have it. All right,
yeah,
I guess.
Just real quick, I guess the Victoria's Secret shares have dropped more than 65% since 2015.
Good.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Sam.
All right. Now, Kurt wants to tell you about a 3D house. I guess it's made of what?
Well, in this
earth case, and rice had, husks and.
Yeah. Anyway, they've got made of earth and rice husks. They say it costs less than an iPhone. And this is an Italian 3D printing company. They call it Wasps. I think. That was interesting because I think they used to call the Wasps Italians that came to America or something like that. But anyway, that's short for World Advanced Saving Project. This is a startup that's just printed a hut structure called Gaia, G-A-I-A. Isn't that what the... Some of them call their god or something, Gaia. Anyway.
Yeah, Kurt's all over the map, though. I'm struggling to know what corn husks and Italians and their history in America and Gaia and God. I'm lost here. And 3D companies, are they printing these houses and are people living in them, Kurt? What's going on with this?
Well, they say they just printed a hut structure called Gaia that uses a combination of 3D printed concrete and a mud... base material. Of course, it's giant crane-based 3D printer. Total cost to build was around $1,000. The material consists of clay, earth, rice straw, and rice husk. That's what their CEO told Digital Trends. The natural fibers allow them to minimize the shrinkage of the dry mixture and confer mechanical strength to the layered wall. By using the wet pan mill, the raw mixture has reached an interesting homogeneous plasticity that permits a good resolution and printed texture. So anyway.
Well, you know what I say? I say we need to work on rolling that out, making the next version better and better. And you know what? This could be the answer to a lot of people that don't have adequate homes and housing right now, right, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rather than fighting with one another on every fault line possible, maybe we ought to work on those kind of things together.
Yeah.
But you think?
Great point, Dan.
I think it's pretty neat. I'd like to learn more about it. How about you, ladies and gentlemen? I'd like to look for better, cheaper, more responsible, environmentally friendly solutions. And maybe we could do so without government regulations, huh? Maybe we could teach people correct principles and they could govern themselves for a change. Maybe we could return to honest money, and then, hey, I wonder how much those houses would cost. A couple of pieces of silver? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.